performance-wise, simply not good enough from minute one through to minute 90. Decision-making, energy, all the good things that you require in football, we didn't have it. But it's the third game. You're learning all the time about the players, and what I've done today is learned a hell of a lot about the group here and starting to understand why they're in the position they're in. But as I just said to them, I ain't going to go out to sign a Van Persie or a Rooney or an Evra or a Scholes. What we've got in there, we've got in there, and they've got to pull together as we've got to pull together to get ourselves out of the situation that we've come to find ourselves in.
The players were put together specifically to play a 4-3-3 passing game by Gary Mills. Are you finding it a bit more difficult to get them to adjust the way you want them to the play that you maybe expected?
No, not at all. No. Football's a simple game, so it is. You pass the ball, you keep it, you pass and move. And I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at some of the players, and today there's no legs. There's no legs. They're struggling to run. Pitch is heavy. It was heavy for Port Vale. I see balls in the round the box. I see a white shirt getting on the end of it before a red one. That's nothing to do with football. That's a mental thing. So it is. And the one thing that we're going to require, and I think we're short on it, being honest, is mental strength. I've just said to them, I can't go out and buy bags of that. We've got to find that in the coming weeks to get us out of the current predicament.
That can't be too much of a surprise, though, with before the game 13 without a win. And I wonder whether they were deflated by the instance on 6-7 minutes when Smith might have had a penalty and a dismissal,
and then they scored straight away.
Yeah.
Listen, you can look for excuses, this, that and the other. I'm not hiding behind anything. It's a game of football. It's a man's game. And today, it was boys against men. Port Vale was the men, we were the boys, and simply not good enough. Penn supporters paying hard-earned money, coming to support their football club, football team, and that's what they got back. Not good enough.
So what do you do? What do you do in training? We got to
keep working. We have to keep working. We got to stick together and try and make it happen. It's not easy. There's no way it's going to be easy, but we've got to keep working at it, simple as that.